Lastly, let's talk about the village's downtown area. In recent years, there has been some development along Main Street. Although much of the focus has been on the Dutch Boys and the windmill projects, these two projects have been both west of the Village Hall, and as you well know, there's quite a bit of the downtown area that's east of the Village Hall. How do we develop the downtown area to the east, and how do you think we can keep existing businesses and attract new businesses to this area?
Talk about a difficult question. If I had the answers, I'd be working with every downtown. Downtowns and small towns are struggling. There is just no question. And there is no magic pixie dust. There really is not. The only, as a landlord myself on a commercial piece of property, all I know is I need to do what I can to get renters in there. Whether it be to offer them deals, to redo the space. I, as a landlord, take it upon myself to get the businesses in there. I don't look for government to do it. I don't look for any handouts. I myself try to offer the tenants something different, unique, something that they want. And these downtown businesses have to do the same thing. If you own a building and you're not in it, you're going to have to do something to get a tenant in there. Whether lower the price, think of ideas, strategically target something that you think. If you've seen, something in retail that you think can work, well, why not pursue it?
Sure. You talked earlier about getting government out of the way of business, especially small business, and I understood that to mean working with business to minimize regulation and that kind of a thing. But is there an active role that you see the village playing in helping landlords to fill some of the empty stores, the empty buildings downtown?
Well, I'm not a big fan of government involvement at all, and especially the part that government's involved now with this facade. This design manual, restrictions on that.
And just for the listenership here, maybe you could describe a little bit of what that design manual currently does for the small businesses in the downtown. It's intended to beautify the downtown, but perhaps you could tell the listeners a little more about it.
And I tried to warn the business owners that if a major storm came through this area and just took off their facades, there would be somebody from the village standing there with this manual in their face saying, if you're going to rebuild, it's got to be this. It's got to be under this design and whatever. And the business owners didn't take heed the first time. It got passed. This design manual is meant to give this village an old Dutch theme around the windmill. Whether right or wrong, I don't know. I'm not smart enough for that, but I see no windmill. And if one does come, and people want to change their design to it because they see, a competitive advantage, that's fantastic. And to give them all the help in the world with less restrictions on signage, more parking, whatever. I would support all that. Less restrictions from government so that they can actually, get a table out in the sidewalk or whatever. That, to me, is the role of government, is to get out of the way, put less restrictions in, better signage, and help the downtown.